With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. Among the many consequences of a federal shutdown are impacts to benefits for those in need. Think SNAP or WIC. Those food assistance programs are quickly running out of funding, causing many families to worry about the security of their groceries. In a statement, the State Department of Social Services writes, quote, DSS is closely monitoring the potential impacts of a federal government shutdown on public assistance programs. The statement goes on, at this time, federal guidance confirms SNAP benefits are funded through October 31st, 2025. In a separate statement, Governor Larry Roden writes, quote, the federal government issued guidance on October 1st that SNAP payments would not be available if the shutdown continued into November. Roden goes on, quote, let's deal in the facts. Congressional Republicans have voted several times alongside a handful of Democrats to reopen the government and describe Democratic negotiations as, quote, obstruction. Further, the DSS acknowledges there is uncertainty for families and encourages the public to watch for updates as new information becomes available. The National Weather Service says cooler temperatures in the Pacific Ocean indicate this winter could be colder than average. And while that's news most South Dakotans probably don't want to hear, now's the time to plan for it. While South Dakota is hundreds of miles away from the Pacific Ocean, temperatures there have a big impact here at home. Kelly Sayre is the warning coordination meteorologist with the NWS in Aberdeen. She explains La Nina, a large-scale weather pattern that typically indicates cooler temperatures for the winter.
Eventually, it can translate into where kind of the jet stream pattern tends to fall in the winter. So La Nina is cooler than average Pacific Ocean temperatures. And for us in the northern plains of the United States, it typically, we more often see a cold jet stream that dips out of Canada more frequently, giving us frequent surges of cold air.
She explains the time frame of the current La Nina happening.
So La Nina is occurring. It's actually being observed in the Pacific Ocean right now. And we expect it to continue through about February timeframe. However, it is expected to be brief and weak. And so it'll transition out of that La Nina into something more neutral in the January through March timeframe.
Sarah adds that doesn't necessarily mean they can predict details on snow or blizzards. Details are hard to predict more than a week out on specific conditions. However,
right now, the trends out in the long range, that 3 month, December, January, February, are for a wetter than average winter. So more precip than average during the winter months. The scales are tipped in that direction.
She says that means now is the time to prepare for winter plans and travel, gathering extra supplies, things to stay warm, and checking car tires and other services. The recent campaign finance quarterly reports have been made public. It shows some impressive fundraising for those preparing for key races. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
Diving into the reports shows wide gaps in some key races, while South Dakota's congressional delegation all report large war chests. Take congressional hopeful and current South Dakota Republican Attorney General Marty Jackley, for example. Early into campaign season, Jackley has raised $526,000 with minimal spending so far in the race. He has well over $500,000 cash on hand. Compare that to some of his peers, State Senator Casey Crabtree, a fellow Republican, and Democratic opposition, Billy Mawinney, a nonprofit executive, and former South Dakota USDA Rural Development Director, Nikki Gronley. Single-handedly, Jackley has the trio lapped. Crabtree has raised just over $200,000 with about $180,000 cash on hand. Gronley comes in at a distant third with $23,000. After minimal spending thus far, she has just over $20,000 on hand. Finally, Mawinney has received just north of $17,000 in his campaign so far and has spent just about half of it. That leaves him with roughly $8,500. This is just one state race for South Dakota's coveted at-large congressional seat, which is slated to open up as current congressional Republican Representative Dusty Johnson is running for governor. Johnson is returning to the South Dakota gubernatorial race with well over $5 million cash on hand. Incumbent Republican Senator Mike Rounds, who's coming into a race with Sioux Falls Democrat Julian Baudouin, has $2.8 million cash on hand compared to Baudouin's $43,000. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Republican John Thune has well over $16.5 million on hand. These numbers are from the Federal Election Commission and can be found online on the FEC's website. I'm SDPB's CJ Keen.
The South Dakota Aeronautics Commission approves expansions to the Rapid City Regional Airport. The airport is completing two projects. The first is funded through the local and federal government to upgrade its TSA checkpoint and other improvements like installing mechanical equipment. The second project includes terminal renovation and expansion. It utilizes state, federal, and local dollars. Jack Dockin is the program manager for Office of Air, Rail, and Transit at the State Department of Transportation. He says state funds come from a 2024 bill that created a grant fund.
This is for the ticketing and baggage area, including architectural construction services. Now, this does include state participation of SB 144 state terminal funds. So the federal share is $20 million, and the SB 144 funds are $3,460,644.
The commission approved the funds 5-0, meaning Rapid City can move forward with its expansion. Black Hills Plastic Surgery in Rapid City is joining Sanford Health as part of the Black Hills region. The company provides cosmetic and reconstructive plastic surgery and other non-surgical cosmetic treatments. The partnership means two board-certified physicians, one advanced practice provider, and six employees are all expected to be Sanford Health employees. Sanford says nothing will change for patients at this time, and the deal is expected to be finalized by the end of the year. Black Hills Plastic Surgery now joins multiple other independent physician groups in the area to join Sanford, including Black Hills Urgent Care and Black Hills Surgical Hospital. Travel South Dakota earned the Gold W3 Award for its outreach efforts to visitors. It's the second consecutive year South Dakota State Tourism Advocate received the award. The award was given in the general marketing category for online advertising and content design. The group says the winning campaign was designed to portray South Dakota as a place of unplannable experiences throughout the state. Several Rapid City municipal departments are seeking input on the direction of the community. Coffee with the Planners will host a one-hour session tomorrow, Tuesday, October 21st, to discuss the rail yard relocation study, discuss multifamily housing projects, and receive an update on the Fire and Life Division for property protection. Wednesday, the local Parks and Rec Department is hosting two open houses at the Roosevelt Swim Center. These are both informal sessions to discuss the broad parks network. The Fire Department will also host a session Thursday at 5:30, to discuss a potential new firehouse that will be held at Valley View Elementary. Additional further municipal open houses are scheduled through next Tuesday. Dakota State University receives a national award for State Authorization Network, or SAN, for a map created to help out-of-state students. The Sansational Award is likened to the Super Bowl trophy or an Emmy in the world of state authorization. Put simply, the map informs students if their program at DSU meets license or other requirements in the state they live in. It shows students which programs are available in a state, whether the courses are online or in person, and what programs are needed to meet licensure or placement requirements. DSU says the map was created entirely for free and saved the university thousands of dollars. The developers behind the map are receiving the national award October 24th. Sioux Falls at-large council member Sarah Cole is resigning her seat effective December 3rd. Cole says she accepted a professional opportunity out of state and is moving. Cole is a pediatric gastroenterologist at Avera Medical Group Pediatric Specialist. She currently serves as chair of the City Fiscal Committee and is a member of the City Services and Southeastern Council of Governments committees. Her term expires in 2026. The city has not announced a replacement plan. If there's one thing South Dakotans don't want to hear, it's that winter is going to be colder than usual. However, that's what the National Weather Service is predicting. I talked with the warning coordination meteorologist at the NWS in Aberdeen about why temps might be lower and how South Dakotans can prepare now.
So we talk a lot about when it comes down to winter forecasting, we talk a lot about La Nina, El Nino. This term has to do with Pacific Ocean temperatures that when they are colder or warmer than normal, they actually have an influence on where thunderstorms develop and build and how the atmosphere gets connected to that ocean and eventually can translate into where kind of the jet stream pattern tends to fall in the winter. So La Nina is cooler than average Pacific Ocean temperatures. And for us in the northern plains of the United States, it typically, we more often see a cold jet stream that dips out of Canada more frequently, giving us frequent surges of cold air. So La Nina is occurring. It's actually being observed in the Pacific Ocean right now. And we expect it to continue around through about February timeframe. However, it is expected to be brief and weak. And so it'll transition out of that La Nina into something more neutral in the January through March timeframe. So that influence, it's just a large scale weather pattern that we expect to see more often in the winter. And that is what we are basing the odds of temperatures being cooler than average for this winter, December, January, February forecast.
That doesn't necessarily impact the snow. Like, that's something you can't really look out months ahead and see. I believe the press said a week ahead. And is that correct?
Yeah, the forecast also trend. When we talk about winter forecasts, it's really trends that we're able to see. We're looking at large scale weather patterns, things that we see more frequently in the winter, given these La Nina conditions. And that's really, we can't get down into the details. We can't say, oh, there's going to be a blizzard on this day and you're going to get this much snow, or through the whole winter season, you're going to have this many inches of snow. That type of detail just isn't available out so far into the forecast. But right now, the trends out in the long range, that 3 month, December, January, February, are for a wetter than average winter. So more precip than average during the winter months. The scales are tipped in that direction. How much more? We can't really say. And again, when the blizzard will happen, how much snow will come, that type of detail just isn't clear that far out.
I mean, what can people do now to prepare? Obviously, you don't want to get in the middle of January or in the middle of February whenever it's getting really cold and you're sort of behind the gun. What are some things people now can do to sort of look ahead and make sure they're ready for colder temperatures?
Yeah, absolutely. Before the snow flies, people should start thinking about winterizing their homes. Do you have extra supplies in the event the electricity goes out? Do you have some extra supplies? Do you have ways to stay warm? If you have a generator, is that functioning? Have that checked out right now so that it's ready to go in the event you need it. Do you have extra batteries in your house? If you need a flashlight, that sort of thing. Same thing with your vehicle. Very important right now. Tires, check the tires, check the windshield wipers. Have your vehicle serviced so that it's ready to go and it's not going to stall out on you in the middle of winter, because it can get very cold very quickly if you're stranded out on the roads. And then just make sure that you're getting in the mindset of, we always say know before you go in the winter. Check the forecast frequently. Make sure you have a plan. Be prepared to adjust your plans. Sometimes travel is very, very important, but sometimes it's something that you can work around and change those plans and just make sure that you're not putting yourselves or somebody else or a first responder in danger in the event that they need to come and rescue you on the side of the road.
You can find more winter resources and advice at weather.gov. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks, and that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thanks for listening.